Musakatea hon ki aha sukinena homa he kusare hede he. It's dusk in the forest, and all the fairies are returning to their secret hiding places. Hom bahare he kahasate mukunde hede ha pusakeda hanuhunga he. They gather, and their wings are aflutter, and they start to share all the wonderful mysteries of the day. One talking faster than the next, and with such delight, they share. Hukahale he mohunde he saha kasampa hude he la kumba kikaha hosa dava duka neda he hukala hata duka he la homaha. So Wanda says, oh, I had a wondrous day. I spent the day with this elderly couple. They've been married for 50 years. And they still walk down the street and hold each other's hands and look longingly and lovingly in each other's eyes. They stop at a bench to sit and rest and enjoy the puppy dogs as they're walking by. And the dogs stop to wag their tails and say hello. Kasadika humba hika huta dika It's Bernie, and he says that he had a miraculous day. He did things he didn't realize he could do. He actually helped soothe a baby's cry as he fluttered over the crib. And the baby just stared up with his beautiful eyes. And the more Bernie fluttered his wings, the more enchanted the baby was. And then all of a sudden, the baby relaxed and slowly fell asleep. It was Sybil. She was exceptionally excited. She's a younger fairy, and it was her first day out to explore. Her mom let her go all by herself. And as she went out, she saw the chipmunks in the forest, and she saw bunny rabbits, and she got very, very excited because they were very fluffy, you know. And there they were, the most elegant deers, so statuesque and so elegant. And the male deers had those stunning antlers. She was mesmerized. The deer actually let her sit on one of his antlers, and she was quite excited. Hunda ha, bokunda ke sahana ho. Sikika hano hutin binka hano hu. Muka sa la kuka he ka homa tisa so. Honda he da ke bo kuka he muka he ka ha da ki sa ha na ho ma ke he la ho. Oh, it's Stan, and he recently lost his mate about a year ago, and he hasn't just felt like it go out and serve and give joy to somebody. But today, he did. He took a deep breath and he ventured out. And he went into a small village. And there was a woman who had also lost her mate. And he knew how she felt, and he could comfort her, and she actually comforted him. So he gave and he received, and it was a most profound day for him. And he's come back to say, thank you all for supporting me this past year. I found my way again.
Humpaki, sukunde he bahala he kahon, samboho, hampa digaho kahi, sukahala kum, mukumbahade he, sudate baho kike no honde he, haku kasande he.
Well, it's Bruno, and he's feeling rather grand today. He has just finished his physical training, and he feels strong and competent, and nobody will bully him anymore because he's developed his own outer strength in addition to his own inner strength. And he walked proudly down the street this day, and people greeted him, and he greeted them back, and he felt like he had suddenly found a secret place within himself that he had never known existed. And even though it was his physical body that became strong and he could not be bullied anymore, it was the inner strength that overwhelmed him with joy. He thinks he shall never have a day as grand as this.